Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When you're dealing with the legislature, the key thing to remember is that it's all fluid. Meetings can suddenly be scheduled or canceled, bills that were on track suddenly fall off the rails, and sometimes you get a second chance. A bill that was thought to be dead suddenly rises like a phoenix from the ashes. That can be good, but it can also be bad. In this process, a stalled bill's chances of passing decline as time goes on, but nothing is ever truly dead until the final gavel falls on the last day of the session. Our goal, first and foremost going into any legislative session, is to kill the bad bills. The problem is that killed is a relative term. When a bill is tabled in a committee, it's really not dead, it's just stalled. To get it moving forward again, all that's required is a simple majority vote. It's also possible to take a tabled bill from a committee by force. That's called a blast motion. If a bill is stuck in a committee and a majority of legislators want to vote on it, they can simply vote that it be taken from the committee and moved to the floor of the House or Senate. It's easier to do that in the Senate because it only requires a simple majority vote. In the House, it requires a supermajority of 3/5 of the body. As of today, we're 3 days away from the transmittal deadline. That's when all general bills that begin in one House must be transmitted to the other or they'll die. It's also the time when legislators will make blast motion after blast motion in an attempt to rescue stalled bills. Most will fail, but a few might slip through. And it's our job to make sure that none of those that manage to survive are bills that we've targeted as bad. For our team, it's like sitting on pins and needles, and it's that point in the session when we start chewing antacids like they're candy. When Wednesday arrives, we'll breathe a sigh of relief. When the smoke clears, all the bad bills that miss transmittal will be dead. Or will they? Like I said, in this process, nothing is truly dead until the final gavel falls on the last day of the session. Just because a bill technically died doesn't mean that the language cannot be amended lock, stock, and barrel into a bill that's still alive. Although the chances of that happening definitely decrease as the session wears on, the key thing to remember is that this process runs on votes, and anything is possible if enough people are willing to vote yes. It's basically a game of high-stakes poker played by chess masters with some elements of Monopoly thrown in for good measure. At this stage of the game, a bill to legalize assisted suicide is on the table in Senate Judiciary, and bills to regulate church-based youth treatment programs and promote the homosexual agenda are tabled on the House side. All the federal Title X money that flows to Planned Parenthood has been stripped from the budget, and we're doing everything in our power to see that none of this is resurrected. With all the uncertainty of the next 3 days, one thing is for certain. Whether you're a member of the House or the Senate, a Republican or a Democrat, a lobbyist or a staff member, everyone is looking forward to the transmittal break. It only lasts for 4 days, but it's a chance to decompress, reconnect with family, and finally get some sleep. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.